This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Barbara Gray, and I have the audacity to get my hopes up about a man. You can rest assured I won't make that mistake again until next time.
I'm Brandi Posey, and say what you will about jocks, but they never invented artificial intelligence or welcomed the fucking singularity.
I'm Tess Barker, and LOL, Les Estrada is nigh.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
We got Barbara, Brandi, and of course Princess. We got a show for everyone, that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
I have a question. I got into I confronted my boyfriend earlier this week. I realized that he's never done an impression to me.
And you're angry about that?
Yeah, I was like, I had never realized that he'd never done a voice, you know.
Wow,
he'd never done
that
an impression.
Is weird. You gotta let those out.
I get Sean impersonates me badly, yeah. But that's it.
I don't think
I get voices either.
I do voices all the time, and it just really freaked me out to be like, we've been together for 6.5 years, and you've never done a voice
at me.
And I confronted him about it, and he was very self-conscious. He's working on some shit now.
Yeah, I hope he's working in a routine now just to be like, what would it sound like if Jack Nicholson took you on a date?
Is that what you want?
I don't know. I just like, I don't think anything's missing. It's just weird. It's just weird. I do voices all the time. And I was like, I've never heard you do a weird, you've never done a silly voice.
Not to Jack.
No,
dog?
No.
He's like, Jackie Poo Poo.
You don't
like
do weird dogs to.
No.
What's the point of having a dog?
Well, he lists Jack's titles at him.
Let's bring on our guests. Yeah. We have a lot.
We have a lot to get into.
You know, we're from 24, Mr. Show, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, amazing comedian, Marilyn Rice Cub.
Hello. Oh, thank you.
Welcome to the show. Do you have any impressions you want to bust out right now?
You know what? I don't agree with that. I weigh on the side of the titles. I'm more interested in the titles that you would give the dog.
Okay.
Well, what are the titles?
Yeah.
I mean, he's the Prince of
Mr. Poopy Butts.
He's the Prince of Poops, the King of Scoops.
I knew it. Wasn't that close?
Yeah.
I'm a little worried about our, monarchy here, because how many Prince of Poopy Butts are there?
A lot.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
I mean, I call my cat the Pooper Scooper.
Yeah, that's true.
My dogs don't have any poop names. I call Gatsby the best friend a lot. Stinky Poodle.
Yeah.
Those are the most common ones.
Yeah. There's still poo in there.
Yeah, that's true.
Not very majestic titles, just Stinky and Poop is what we've come up with.
Yeah. But like actual monarchy has a dauphine, which is a French word just for like dolphin, I think.
Mm.
So it's nice. You know, poop's close enough.
I was thinking more along the lines of a banker name or a mayor of a Wall Street.
Like Jerry?
Wall Street stockbroker. I don't know.
Esquire.
We want an Esquire.
Yeah.
I will say.
We want a financial advisor.
Yes. LLC.
We want a dog that'll do my taxes. Jeez.
Yes.
I'll accept a dog with an Esquire, but when guys use Esquire, I want to murder them.
Have you met one
That's
in the
not
wild?
Real.
Oh, no. I've met one recently. But he sent some email about doing a show where he was like, I've got a 7-year plan about how I'm going to change America or something. And then he signed to Esquire. And I was just like,
That a show?
He
was running a show.
He was booking a show.
I missed that part.
He booked me on the show that he was using Martin Luther King Jr. for the posters and stuff.
What? His name Morgan Stanley.
He was trying to say that he was like, it's a civil rights comedy show. And but he was just not the person that should be running this situation.
Yeah.
And he booked me out like 2 days before, and then I got Bruno Mars tickets and I didn't go.
Oh, that's
but
nice.
I do think it speaks to the truth of being a comedian that you got that email and you were like, I mean, yeah, I'll do it.
Well,
yeah,
of course. Yeah, I'll still do it. Stage time. I was going to do it. But he was like, just, so he literally, God, I should find that. It's insane what he wrote his like 7-year plan was about.
Oh. In like the email to book you on his show. Yeah. He also laid out his 7-year plan.
It was in the Facebook invite of the show.
Do you think his parents were really hard on him and he was supposed to be in something and he's like a kooky artist type? And so he attaches all this like lofty stuff to what he's actually doing?
I don't care.
Read the email. Let's get to the bottom of it. You know what? I'm just trying to have an interest in your life. I don't care about him show either.
No, I don't know.
How was Bruno Mars?
Yeah, how was Bruno Mars?
He was great. Was it great?
Because you were tweeting about how you thought he had never had sex.
No, I don't think he's ever had sex, but it was still a great show.
And as soon as you said that, I was like, that is some truth right there.
It's correct.
The Blazers? Like
The Blazers. He just, what he sings about as far as sex goes is, I compared it to Tommy Wiseau. As far as like not knowing how real people work, but thinking that they work in the form of like Tommy Wiseau thinks that like men play football and women like roses. And Bruno Mars songs are all like champagne on ice, strawberries, sex by the fireplace. I'm like, who? No one has sex like this. No, this is not real life. And he's just like Versace on the floor is one of his songs. It's all very fake. Like, this is what he thinks that women want to hear about sex, you know.
Right.
It's like romance novel tropes.
Right. But I mean, thank God he can dance.
No, he's incredible. He's an incredible performer.
But there's nothing sexual about his dancing.
He's not. He's like, he thrusts a lot. Again, he's doing something that he thinks looks sexual.
Right.
And he'll be like, show you how like, he has lines like, how a pimp can get it in. It's like, I'm humping the mic.
Hump a mic?
Oh, he humped the mic.
So, like, it was like two penises touching? That's how he was humping the mic?
No, he just, like, did a thrust, like a one thrust.
But was the mic
No, the mic wasn't pointed at his dick. It was the mic stand.
What is the mic? The mic is a chick? What's the mic supposed to be?
I think the mic's supposed to be a chick, I guess.
Okay.
Interesting.
Hey, look, everyone thrusts the mic stand.
Everyone thrusts the mic stand.
It's
going to
happen.
Just because it's there, because it's in front of you.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a good show, and like, but the guy next to me wasn't dancing, and I hated him so much.
Was everyone else standing?
Yes, everyone else was standing and dancing, and his girlfriend obviously wanted him to dance with her, and he was just like,
was
sitting
he an
down
esquire?
On his phone the whole
Did
time.
Did he have an esquire?
Sure. It was just, he was an esquire. He had a 7-year plan about not dancing and being a piece of shit.
That's why I understand people that don't dance in those situations, because I guess in my head, like, people who usually don't dance have some anxiety about dancing, like they don't think they're a good enough dancer, but you're just drawing, it's like being the only person wearing clothes at a nudist colony. Like, you are the one that looks dumb now.
Yeah.
You went to a Bruno Mars concert.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like some of the most danceable music that exists, and everyone is there. It's like, there's like 12-year-old girls with her dad, and they're dancing, and there's like couples dancing over here. It's just like, fucking dance.
Right. Like, you're not going to be a bad dancer.
Yeah. So
just bob your head a little bit.
Right.
That's all you got to do.
Or stay it. It was driving me crazy. And I was just like, and I think his girlfriend really wanted him to be into it, and he was just like, meh. But then he was taking a million videos of the show, too.
Oh, she needs to dump him.
Yeah. It was, it's just so funny. I mean, I took some videos. I took a few, like, snap things, but we were so far away. I was like, you can't fucking see anything. This is pointless. Anyway, but he was good. He was a really good performer, you know. I've been listening to his shit on repeat.
Nice.
That's cool.
Wish I was at the Bruno Mars concert.
I know. He did the Gorilla fucking song, which is my favorite song.
Which one is that?
It goes, you and me, baby, we be fucking like gorillas.
That's one for you.
Yeah,
no strawberries on ice.
But
fireplace.
Yeah. Again, though, my problem with thinking he's never had sex is that he, in that song, I've analyzed this song too much, and I apologize for this, but he says, like, bang, bang on your chest, gorilla.
Ooh.
And so that means, like, cummed on your chest?
Well, I think it's, like, supposed to be, like, you know, King Kong, like, if you're really having sex like gorillas, you'd be fucking, like, doggy style, right?
I assume gorillas fuck doggy style.
I don't
they
know.
They do, because I researched it.
Well, okay.
Hey, guys, for listeners that wanted to know when Barbara was going to find a hobby, here we are.
Ding, 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 ding.
I forgot because years ago I was like going to write a lyric by lyric analyzation of this this album that he did. And I looked and I was like, well, I'm going to look up gorillas having sex for this. And they do it doggy style. So that doesn't even make sense either. All right.
Well,
that's my
whole thing.
Your point is that it's separate from, it seems abstract.
Yes,
from actual
it's very
human
abstract
experience.
To him, I think.
Right.
You know.
Well, to be fair, I don't think that a lot of people know that girls have sex doggy style.
No.
I don't think we
but
can follow. And
just
I've had a lot of sex. And I didn't know that gorillas had.
I know, but
just picture
but
for a second, and you're not going to picture them like embracing in a missionary. Like they're not going to make out.
I
and
guess
go,
if
like,
any animal would be they close to us,
maybe I don't know.
But yeah, but don't all animals do a dog? I think
that's
true.
Why did dogs get that moniker?
Exactly, that's my question.
Yeah.
Barbara, that's your next task.
Get to the bottom
of why doggy style is doggy style. Why isn't it another animal?
Oh, why isn't it gorilla style?
Yeah.
That is true. Okay, all right. There's my next Google search.
Doggy style definitely, I like doggy style, and it feels very primal to me. Right?
Wait, what?
Doesn't doggy style just feel like
the
most primal position?
It does, yeah.
I feel most like a gorilla when I'm having sex doggy style.
Well, try next time.
Strawberries.
Next time it's missionary, try banging your chest like a girl and see how that feels. Because that's what Bruno Mars is referencing. So
also,
that would really hurt. I know.
Boobs.
It doesn't seem appealing.
Unless you.
It's a great song, but it's very confusing.
Smaller. We saw two dolphins having sex.
And they did it dolphin style?
Florida.
Style?
Well, the whole point of the boat trip was to see these dolphins. And when we finally saw them, they were connected. And at first it was like, whoa, that's weird. And then the more you stared at it, it was like, okay, like that's enough. But, of course, there was like a bunch
dolphin.
Of kids on there. And then the boat guys were like, well, they're having a good time. Like the boat guys that say the same stuff every single day were loving it. Like, we've got some National Geographic over here. And like, do you need a cigarette now? And we're like, shut up. You guys, like, we're
that's like the next
dolphins.
Level annoyance of like flight. Oh my god,
attendant, like the Southwest people.
Yeah. That's the next because they all have those like built-in fucking jokes. That you're like, shut up, stop.
You know who has those built-in jokes that I can't stand is skydiving people.
Oh yeah,
if you
I'm
go
sure.
skydiving,
sure,
like
sure.
they have their little
mm-hmm.
one-liners. Like,
yeah, when I was last week skydiving, that definitely.
You know.
Skydiving all the time.
It was Ralph's grocery store. Like, what do you mean?
Trader Joe's guys and skydivers. That's it.
Yeah. It's kind of. I just want to warn everyone. If you ever go, I mean, they do this shit.
Thanks for the warning.
You know,
I'll never go.
Don't go.
I'll never go.
That's what's gonna stop
you. You're already fucking terrified, and then they have these jokes like, "You're ready, right? You know how to pull the chute because I don't know what I'm doing." And it's like, I know you're
that's
joking, but shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
That's so funny.
And check it out. You just reminded me I have a good story about scuba diving with an ex-boyfriend. Ooh. Have you ever been scuba diving?
No, but I would love to.
Okay, so when you don't know how, there's a resort where if you pay a certain amount of money, they'll teach you in a pool the day before.
Great.
Which is a terrible idea.
Oh, okay.
You're supposed to
train in the ocean, aren't you?
This one with her skydiving.
I'm like, great. 30 minutes, just put the tank on me, let's go.
Like, yes, that test
talking to the
that.
Wrong person. Listen. So, and I'm like great in the water, I love swimming, but in the pool the day before, it was like my warning sign because it's completely unnatural. So I started to panic because you can only breathe through your mouth. And I was like, oh, what the fuck is going on? Like in the pool, I was having a mini panic and I thought, that's weird. And then the next morning you're on the boat and it's back and forth. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, this is terrible. I want to puke. And I'm just sitting there and I'm kind of green. And you know, like when it got to the point where you're just trying to keep it together.
Yes.
And
yeah.
I'm just like, all right, man, like, let's do this. Like, I'm just kind of sitting there staring. And the attendant comes up to me and kneels down and goes, just pretend that Jack Bauer is at the bottom of the ocean and he needs you to unlock the computer.
No.
A reference to the largest TV credit that I have. But I'm like 2 hours into this boat thing and completely green. And she pulls the like, just pretend you have to go to the bottom of the ocean and help Jack Bauer.
No.
That is so fucking funny.
How did she reference that she knew who you were before that?
No.
Oh, no.
Like the word. I don't. I don't even know what to say about it.
I like imagining people doing that to you in any situation, like giving birth. They're like, just imagine.
Jack Bauer.
No, that's not fair. That's not fair. That is made up. You hijacked
me. That is called acting. And
You need to separate me from that.
If you act in like an action thing, you can do anything badass in real life, right? That's how it works?
Exactly. Exactly.
And do you get Chloe'd a lot?
Not so much anymore, but I do. And, when I fly coach, people don't notice me. When I fly first class, people are like, hey, love your work. And stuff, which is really interesting.
Oh, funny. I guess because people are looking way more on the lookout in first class for famies.
That's true.
Famies. That word's never been said.
Famies? Okay, I'm going to talk about it.
I'm so excited. Here so Barbara has a sex Let's... injury.
I have
What's
a sex
going on?
I might erase this because I said I'm not. I don't even
You're
really want to talk about it,
it
but oh God.
Let's hear it.
Okay. I've also only told mostly guys about it, and they've been so horrified. It's been kind of fun.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Now I'm even more excited.
Oh, God. So, okay. I went on a first date on Friday, and I was really excited. It was this guy had been on OkCupid.
You told us about this guy.
Yeah, I was excited to, like, go out with him. And it was a really good date, whatever. He had to go to a birthday party at like 10. So, and he was like, do you want to go like make out in my car before I go? And I was like, yes, I do. Mm-hmm. And so we go to his car and we fool around. And, you know, there's a lot of fooling around going on. Mm-hmm. And,
oh, God. Oh, clear your throat first.
What I will say is I sustained a fingering injury. I got out of the car and I looked at my hands and there was blood all over my hands.
Oh my God.
And I was like, what the fuck is happening? And I freaked the fuck out and I took a lift. I feel bad because I saw Simon Gibson. He was like, hey, what's up? And I was like, I need to go. he was like, okay.
So he fingered you so hard it made you bleed?
So what happened? So this is what happened. So I was freaking the fuck out and I like go home and I'm like, what's going on? What's going on? I know it's my period, you know?
Yeah.
And I like look and something happened. He like tore, I think a fingernail situation.
Oh.
Tore a fairly large.
Oh.
Yeah. Situation down
hot.
There.
Hot.
Very hot. Yeah. And so it's.
You got like a little flap now?
Horrible.
What's going on?
Pretty much.
Ooh.
Pretty much.
You can't put Neosporin on
no,
that.
No, I tried. Oh, no. I mean, I looked it up and they said it was like safe to do that, and I tried, but it's like, and I thought I was gonna have to go to the ER almost.
Yeah.
It was like pretty bad, and I was just it wouldn't stop bleeding, and I'm like, am I really gonna go to the ER and be like, oh, someone fingered me too hard? It was a nightmare.
It's the most Barbara Gray story I've ever heard.
So, I mean, I guess you could just use a tampon.
But I mean,
What's
I don't think that's really
safe. What's date number
two
going to be?
Yeah, I know.
So
yeah,
I texted him again?
Well, I texted him and I was like, hey, there might, I was like freaking out. And I'm like, there might be some blood in your car. Cause, and he was like, what's going on? And he was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And I was like, after I figure out what it was, I was like, okay, well, I know what it is. I think it's just like, it was a, you know, mishap.
You have like a hangnail or something.
Yeah. It was just, fucking trim your nails, dude, or whatever. I don't know. It didn't hurt though when it happened though. That's the thing is that I didn't feel it. So
that's
like
crazy.
I just
have been like a paper cut, but with his fingernail.
Yeah. Ugh, I'm sorry. See, I know it's horrible.
Sometimes those can bleed a lot.
But, like, I've never been in that situation where all of a sudden you look down and you're like, what the fuck is wrong?
Yikes.
It was really bad. Yeah. Ooh. So, anyway.
Does it still hurt?
Yes.
Oh, my
and
God.
And I'm going to
It hurt after and still now.
It still hurts. It was 2 days ago, so it's, like, still healing. And then, like. I have
some
to go
new
to,
skin on
I have to go to
I have new skin if you need to
spray some new skin.
I'm terrified. I hope it doesn't like deform it. I'm sure it'll be fine. Really not good though. Not a fun situation. Not a fun first date. It was such a good date besides that.
So you're gonna have like a cool scar.
Mangled your pussy.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And so it was good because it made me really appreciate the vagina. I was like, oh my God, you're such a precious flower, and I feel so bad that I've done you wrong.
What else does he do with his hands? Is he a machinist or a barista?
No, he's just a dude. I don't know. He works in marketing.
He doesn't use his hands.
No.
Very often.
Yeah, it was a mishap, so I don't know. It sucked. And I like think I left blood in the lift.
Well, it
like
won't be
through
the
your
person.
Pants, through your skirt.
I don't know, but I was just like, I was freaking
everywhere.
Out, you know.
Aww.
It's not the worst in the Lyft driver scene.
I guess. It wasn't like a huge, I also don't know. I just looked in there real quick and left, but.
And plus if he finds it, he probably won't know it's from your puss.
God.
It was just really bad.
Oh, that girl.
And then, like, so now I don't really know how to proceed with this guy because it's just like, all right, not a very good, auspicious start.
Well, I think second date, manicures.
Yes.
For yeah. both of us.
That's very generous. Yeah,
he needs to know. I mean, I told him. He felt really bad.
Did he show up at a birthday party with a bloody hand?
Like, I think, like, what?
Yeah.
Where he had to have seen something on him. Yeah. I don't know.
Oof.
Very confusing.
Oof.
And terrible.
It
anyway.
Is confusing.
That's that.
When did it happen? What happened?
I don't know. It Sucks.
I'm sorry. Well, you
and I've got to go to a clown class today, and I can't really move very well because
you want us to have a look
hurts.
At it.
Yeah. Can you guys help me?
Use
you know
it.
What you
use
fucking
it,
need,
class.
Barb? What? You know my solution to everything is weed, and they have that weed lube that is good. I bet that will help with the pain.
It's not that bad. I'm not like, I don't need anything. I'm not putting weed on my pussy for this. That's not where I'm going.
Wait, did you see an actual?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I can see it. So I can see it healing. So it's like, I can like tell what's going on. You know, this is a great.
Well, Barb's going to go check herself out in the bathroom. We'll be back.
Oh, God.
Don't everyone check themselves out in the bathroom. Like, yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Lady to Lady. I'm Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Jess.
And we're here with Mary Lynn.
Hi, you guys.
Hello.
How have you been?
Oh, my God. So good. It's been great. What have you been up to since then?
Just checking out Eagle Rock. I saw a tiny home on the way here.
Oh, yeah.
That's in my trailer park.
By Brandy's house.
Really?
I live in the trailer park around the corner.
Oh, there's a trailer park right there to the left? Mm-hmm. I didn't even realize that was a trailer park right there.
Yeah, yeah. It's very small. There's
That's
only like 30
exciting.
Houses in it.
I get really angry when I watch tiny houses because I'm like, you should want more. You should want more.
100%.
I don't want to see you doing five things with your... I don't want to see your kitchen sink is above your toilet.
I know,
whatever.
It is a little much, Richard. It's like, I like, obviously we all liked like Polly Pocket. We all like compartments and like, you know, hiding one thing behind
the
other.
Nest. Yeah.
But it seems very, it doesn't seem very like intuitive as far as.
Well, practical and
but
real
But I'm going to contradict and follow it up by saying when I drove past it, it seemed well situated and I got a comfortable feeling. I got a nice feeling.
There's a
I thought, oh, that's nice. It fit well there, and I could see it was lived in, and then I thought, why not? Maybe I just don't like to watch the show about it.
I will say.
Because the HGTV is more about, like, the over-the-top glamour for me. Like, if someone's looking for a home in a city where they're old and they don't get a makeover, the places are old, I mean, that's...
That depresses you?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so I am just a victim to that. Like, I want to see your thing made over. Like, I want to see your new thing.
Oh, totally.
Having really nothing to do with how you're living your life. I guess I'm just mad when there's a block of tiny houses. And I'm like, I get it.
It
or maybe
aggressive.
They're more conscientious. And I'm just like, F you, man.
This is like an aggressively twee couple that owns it.
Go on.
Yeah. They're like a twee
so
couple.
So you're saying we're against it now.
The girl that lives there, her name is Mozart.
Okay, I'm done with them.
Yeah,
they're dead to me.
Thank you.
I'm gonna throw eggs.
Have you
at
been
their
in there, Brandy?
House.
No.
Oh, I want you to go in.
I tried for a minute to be their friends, but they're just like walking ukuleles. They're
right.
just too much.
Yeah.
It's just too cute. One of them's
take
always
so much
strumming
work to be
on the
that
roof.
Whimsical all the time.
Ooh. Yeah.
Well, I will say I am a version of an Eagle Rock person. Hold on. So when I was driving here, I stopped for coffee at Found Coffee over
That's
there.
That's a great coffee place.
Amazing. Had a little latte. It was nice. Perfection. But I saw this couple sitting out front with their kid, and I could not stop staring at them because I was like, that's the Eagle Rock version of me. Like, that's my alternate life. That's who I should have been, what I should have been, what I could have been. But I live in the valley, and
shit's
different there, you know? Like,
what were they
these
look
people,
like?
They had like gray, like, look at me. I always buy like clothes, like I'm going to wear them, and I always end up dressed like this.
Yeah.
Like, I like gray, and the guy had a scarf, and he had these like head like shoes on. The lady had the gray coming in her hair. They had similar sunglasses, and they were just chilled there, sitting there with their coffee, with their kid. It was mostly their aesthetic, and their hair, and their sunglasses, and their kid. And I thought, God, if I lived here, that's what I would be doing right now. But, you know, I live in Encino, so instead I get gel manicures, and I go get tans. No, I don't.
You know what? I feel like I am an Encino girl living in an Eagle Rock world.
Go on.
Should we trade? Maybe so. If you want to do, like, a neighborhood
grew
swap.
Up?
I grew up in, like, the North Valley. Yeah. So Look, I know tanning is bad for you. I like to tan.
You don't still tan.
I would, to be honest. Okay. I mean, I know I shouldn't say that on the podcast, but
it's your choice. It's fine.
Sorry to our listeners, click off.
That's what made them leave. Not all the other shit we said.
Not the ripped pussy. Yeah. Tess would go to a tanning bed. Fuck that.
Everyone knew it even before you said it.
Exactly. I like my hair to be blonde. I like to be tan. I like a smoothie. I still like Jamba Juice. I still wear Uggs.
I take my son to Jamba Juice from time to time.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
I have little brothers who love Jamba Juice, and I'm like, this is what we're talking about.
Yeah, this is what we're talking about.
That's what young people are good for, is a smoothie.
Yeah, they sure are.
Yeah.
Wait, you pull up your thing.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
I'd love to.
There you go.
Yeah, Jamba Juice, come on, guys. How are you still on that train? Give me a break.
It's great. It's a meal you can drink.
It still exists in the valley. It's going strong.
It's there.
Exactly. It's going strong.
I mean, it still exists. I see it around.
Mango Madness.
Yeah. Or whatever. I like it better than Aerobex or anything. I just got to go fake juice.
Yeah, I guess
I'm against
just don't
smoothies,
go to
I'll be honest.
What?
I'm why? Against smoothies. Here's why. That's a lot of calories in that thing.
That's what's great about it.
You're drinking it.
Yeah.
You're mm-hmm. getting sugar.
Yeah.
You're getting calories.
Yeah.
You put all good ingredients in it. You're drinking it. I'm still hungry afterwards.
Mm.
If I'm going healthy, go really healthy. Chew your food, eat your greens, and eat that shit. Don't get a smoothie because then it's gone and that's like wasted. So I just drank 600 calories and I'm hungry 45 minutes later. Fuck off smoothies.
Okay. I hear you, but I personally
see how excited I got.
Yes, yeah. And I think that's like a very valid point. And that is sometimes how I feel about beer. I'm like, I just drank like 1,000 calories last night. But smoothies, like, I feel like are good for, you know, that time when you're like, can someone just give me a pill? I don't feel like eating right now. Like, I'm too busy
to
eat.
Right.
Like,
you're immature.
Yeah,
then you're immature. You need to grow up. I'm sorry. You need to grow up.
I'm sorry. I think sometimes I'm just too lazy to eat with a fork.
Like, well, that's okay. That's a different argument.
Okay. That's when I use smoothies, is when I'm too lazy to eat with a fork.
It's a good
call me in 15 years. Am I right? Where am I, 45-year-old? I'd be like, I drank a smoothie and I'm 10 pounds heavier. I can't lose it. And I'm for beer. Here's why. I don't drink as much as I used to, and it fills me up, and I know what I'm drinking. Check in with the body.
Right.
I'm not like, oh, I just drank that vodka so fast.
I couldn't agree more.
I don't know. That's my one argument for beer.
Beer is self-regulating.
Yes.
You can't get too drunk on beer because you get full before you make a fool of yourself.
Yes.
Yeah.
For the most
I mean, I guess. I also just, I started drinking beer again and put on like a bunch of weight again. So I'm like, I'm off. I can't do it.
I mean, you are drinking like a loaf of bread.
Yeah, it's like, it's true. It's
drinking a loaf of bread.
But then it is hard because I'm like, I don't want to go and be like, well, I have a fucking vodka martini, please, in a beer situation. It's not.
Yeah.
You know.
I've been done dirty by martinis too many times.
There
I will never
be
forget.
In between.
I drank martinis when I was living in West Hollywood. I drank martinis with a girlfriend of mine and we walked down to the parade for Halloween and I came back to my boyfriend at the time. I think I was dressed as like an angel. I had these wings on and some boots I got at CVS. And he was like, I was so drunk. I walked in and I was like, I just came from Halloween Street. Get me a glass of non-fat milk.
What?
Martini test.
Just feathers everywhere. Get me a glass of non-fat milk.
Yes.
Demanding
it. I love her. I want to meet her right now. Let's bring her back out.
I like that was your example of martinis doing you wrong.
That was an adorable example. That was adorable.
But they got me so drunk
like, I punched him in the jaw. No, I demanded a glass of non-fat milk.
And referred to West Hollywood as Halloween Street.
Mm-hmm. Halloween Street.
That would for one night only.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
So that's why I don't like martinis.
I mean, I love them. I just have
I mean, they're delicious.
Stay away from
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
What's a dirt? What makes it dirty?
Olive juice.
Okay. I don't drink, so I don't know. Okay.
It's just olive juice and vodka, basically. It's a very delicious. Simple,
delicious way to get here's a martinis, ladies.
It's non-fat milk.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
Oh, that's what makes it dirty. Cloudy milk gin.
Cloudy. Yeah, let me get a cloudy martini.
By the way, white Russians, no thank you for
reason. Please.
Really?
I can't just sweet, delicious treat.
But you can do it with almond milk. They're fine.
Okay, that's probably good.
Wow.
Dirty martinis, Chesac, drop a drop of Tabasco sauce in it.
Ooh. Thank you.
Spicy nice. Dirty.
Spicy nice. Dirt. Mm-hmm. Spicy dirt.
Can I get a spicy dirty, please?
Yeah.
That's fun. That's fun.
Let's play it. What's fun? What's fun, guys? Can we ask you some questions?
Yeah.
Great. Are you ready?
I guess. I mean, it's not very fair, but go ahead.
Who, what, where, when? Who, what, where, when? Who, what, where, when? Who, what, where, when?
What? Well, feel free to answer them however you please. If you answer them wrong, then that's it for you.
We have a trap door underneath you, and then we'll release you through the door.
It's not cool, you guys.
Okay. Who do you geek out over? Anybody.
Anybody?
No, or anything. Or
anybody, anything.
Yeah, who?
Who do I geek out over? My son.
Oh, that's cute.
That's a cute answer.
My son.
How old is your son?
9.
Oh, that's a good age.
I didn't want to say it, guys, because it was too sweet.
Yeah.
No, no, it's fine.
Too tender.
Be sweet.
You guys are like, no, 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 it's okay.
No, we need something to mitigate the ripped pussy.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Let's talk about your son now.
I took him to a movie premiere yesterday. It was The Star, which is a cartoon based on the story of Jesus. And I was crying by the end of it. Did not tell anybody. And then in the car on the way back, he's 9. I go, did you like that film? He's like, it's all right. It was pretty good. I go, what do you think the message of that film was? And he goes, just give up, because it clearly was like don't give up. And I go, what do you think the story was? And he goes, oh God, now I forgot what he said. Christmas is like not for blockheads, but he's like Christmas is basically, it was like saying Christmas is for chumps. That was the word.
Christmas is for chumps.
He goes, Christmas for chumps. Wow. He was not going to give it up, and he knew exactly what I wanted to hear him say. Like,
that is hilarious.
Yes.
That's so funny.
And the other day he goes, yeah, I don't think Trump's doing that bad. I said, really? Why? And he goes, I thought I'd be dead by now.
I'm like, that's great.
A funny kid.
Christmas is for chumps. I'm like, so glad that
why did he get that message from the movie?
He got the opposite message. He was trying to be
sarcastic. Yeah.
He's being a little sarcastic.
I like it.
Also, I love kids because where did he get the word chump?
I don't know. It was amazing. I had to take him to an audition the other day, and he goes, I think there'll be snacks. And I'm like, I don't know, probably not. He goes, what about just a random bowl of pretzels? I don't know why I love that so much. A random bowl of pretzels.
I do love, I mean,
he's been around.
I love how kids.
He's seen a waiting room before.
Kids' brains work that way. I miss, like, accessing that just random part of my brain.
Yeah, there's the details.
The random bowl of pretzels part.
Yeah. I have little brothers they were 10 at the time, and my boyfriend works on the kids' show, so I took them to a taping. And they had Crafty backstage, and so I was like, hey guys, we can get some bagels and shit back here. And my brother's mind was blown.
They must have gone insane.
He goes, oh my God. He was like, now every time I watch TV, I'm just going to know behind that curtain, there's a big plate of bagels.
That's amazing.
Hollywood kid.
Behind the scenes. That's so good.
Pretty much.
That's so funny. Now imagine every behind the scenes of a movie just being the first thing they go to is the table of bagels. Yeah.
That's the first thing I go to.
Well,
I love Crafty. God, I love
a good Crafty table.
You know who's a legit recent geek out is Kevin Hart.
Oh, yeah, because you just worked with him.
I just worked with him. He was amazing. He's like my favorite. Mm-hmm. I just was blown away by him. Great,
what did you work
gracious,
with him
on? Kind, hilarious on this movie called Night School.
Oh, cool.
See, legit plugging something.
Hey,
check it
out. In 6 months when it's out. But yeah, I've never been around somebody as high achieving and successful and kind and present.
Yeah,
cool.
he's really motivating. He's always posting stuff about like his schedule. He's like, I work up at 5. I work up exactly.
He was in every scene of that movie, and we would work 12 hours a day. We had crazy. We would shoot at night, but then it would flip flop, and then the next day it would start at 9. So you just couldn't get used to the nights. And he would work out an hour to an hour and a half.
I don't know how you do that.
And then he would go on the weekends and do three or four shows.
Jesus.
Damn.
And he was training for a marathon, and his wife's about to have a baby. And
oh, my God.
Christ.
I don't know how that like people do that.
Game, or not a game, game. That's the word.
He has a game.
Oh,
like
he
an
has
app?
Yeah, he has an app. Okay, he has an underwear. You know, he does all that stuff, too. But
damn.
Do you think
But
that-
also, like, loves... Mm-hmm. You know, like making you laugh, and we'll laugh, and the whole thing was
present.
It was a really fun ensemble. You can tell he loves it, you know, and it's infectious, and he was fun.
That's cool.
Maybe and would fall asleep in between things. You know,
like he'd be like, "Hey guys,"
and then in between,
that makes me happy because I'm like, "Thank God that's happening." Because if not, I don't know what the hell you're doing.
Yeah, how do you sustain that?
Sneak a nap.
Yeah.
I do think, though, like, there's something to be said. People like that, I think, can be more productive because they're not wasting energy on the bullshit.
Yeah.
I mean, like, resentment and that kind of shit. Like, I mean, I think those things really do drain your energy. And I think that you meet these super successful people that are super nice.
He really is. We're very positive and very focused on where he wants to go and what he wants to do. I started reading his book. I didn't finish it yet. But at the very beginning, he talks about his mom being really, really strict with him. And this was part of it, too, where I was like, oh, you have that from when you were little. I guess his brother was a little bit of a fuck up and then – or like went to jail or – I don't remember what the deal with his brother was. But his mom was like, I'm going to be super hard on you. And every moment of your life is going to be scheduled out. And I think he still does that even though he hated it while it was happening and was like looking for freedom. I was making that correlation. Like, that's how you're able to nonstop.
Yeah, I think it definitely – because I'm like motivated and stuff, but I cannot reach that level of like getting shit done. I
was totally inspired. And then by the time I got home, I was just like, I need a lot of downtime.
Yeah, exactly.
I go down in mood and I need downtime. Like I can't talk to people. I don't want to be around people. I don't want to do anything. And I like that. And I have to face the facts of I like to do that. Sometimes when I was on the road for comedy, I would stay in these crappy hotels and then I'd berate myself of like, why didn't you figure out a better way? And then I realized, oh, I like this.
My time. Yeah.
But I also, there are times where I could have rented a car or I could have looked up where the hotel was and been like, hey, could you guys book me one that's not by a freeway? And I would just be like walking along the freeway to the Applebee's. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like there's a part of you, you enjoy the self-torture. Like you're an adult.
For sure.
You could have figured it out, you know, because there's that thing of like, why would they put me here? It's like, all you have to do is look into it and say, no, right. I'm not going to do this. And yeah, I think there's a part of me that likes it.
Well, cause
like, I can't drive into town. I don't have a car.
I'm just like stuck here. I just got to watch cable TV for 4 hours.
It's kind of like being on a plane and you have nothing else. It's like a relief.
Yes.
Like sometimes I don't buy the Wi-Fi on a plane because I'm like, hell no, dude. I'm going to go 4 fucking hours.
Yeah, and the plane dictates how much you can do, which is not much of anything, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I can't be productive on a plane. I mean, I can't write anything good on a plane.
I half sleep and watch stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to be there. Are little things where I'm like, maybe try to write. Like I try to... maybe use that time. Or I see people using the time and I get mad at them.
I do a little bit.
Oh, really? On your laptop?
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'll credit, like, when we went to Florida, I fucking read, like, almost all of Wild, which I hadn't, like, finished a book in far too long, to admit. But that was, like, it took forever, so I was like, well, this is the only thing I want to do. You know, I didn't want to get on Wi-Fi or anything. We need to talk about the lady that was next to you, how she slept.
Oh. I don't know if this will translate on radio, but on our flight back from Florida... Which we were all sitting separately.
Like the longest flight of all time.
Honestly,
somehow.
I think we got abducted by like the Langoliers or something.
Where was your show?
In Gainesville.
Gainesville, Florida. But then we flew to Washington, D.C. and then L.A. But the second
flight. Sorry, abducted by what?
We all were on the same flight. It was a Stephen King short story. We all were on the same flight, but sitting separately. And separately, we all arrived at the conclusion that it was the longest flight any of us had ever been on.
Yeah.
So
it's a good premise for a Stephen King short story. Right?
Uh-huh. It felt like we were on a covered wagon in the sky. I mean, the energy was just pissed off on this flight. And the woman next to me sit down right out of the gate, we haven't even started taxiing yet, takes off her shoes. Takes off her shoes, sits with her feet more than hips distance apart, knees spread eagle. I'm like, oh, this one's going to be a handful. Then.
Are we socks or bare feet?
Bare feet.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Not
bare feet.
Feet and like boundary issues as I'm about to get
a little into. Devil's advocate real quick. What if it was like flip-flops though? I mean, you're very close to bare feet.
I know. I don't know why it's so much less offensive.
Okay, go on. I mean, I agree with you.
I think it's the bottom part. It's really gross. It grosses me out on behalf of her because it's like, God, there's so many fucking germs on this plane. Like, how? I mean, flip flops even on a plane, kind of controversial to me.
I agree because you're seeing their feet. The foot is out, and I'm in your space.
Exactly.
I'm very close to your space.
Yeah, I don't really want to see your feet unless
just
we're
a
good
comfort,
friends.
Comfort level to
me. Yeah, exactly. It's like we better be at the Korean spa if I see your feet. You know? And so then, like, the plane starts to take off. She puts her hands behind her head, elbows splayed out to the side.
Yeah, she does.
The way you would if you were laying in a pool. How do you explain
like
this?
It's like you're laying on the beach. Yeah, you're laying on a pool float with your hands behind your head, like relaxing status. With like your elbows in either person's ears next to you, basically.
Yes.
That's how she sat.
The entire flight. Taking up that much space. That's a power position.
For 4 hours? 5 hours?
Five. I mean, it felt like
hours.
Seven.
17.
We don't know. Right. We don't know.
We lost time.
Barefoot,
I have no idea.
Hands behind her head.
Wow.
Comfy as could be.
Sleeping? Eyes closed?
Asleep. So there was nothing I could do. I was just stuck there.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I just can't
imagine. Does part of you wish you were her?
Putting your arms up.
No.
Like, not a care in the world.
To have that sleep like
confidence.
That.
Yeah, maybe. But I imagine she must face some repercussions in life for this behavior.
Sure.
I hope.
Like, where else is she acting way too comfortable than she should be?
Yeah. And, like, also, have you guys ever in your entire life sat down in any chair, much less on a plane, and done that?
No.
No.
Never. Who does this?
Like, never.
Yeah, I'm not like a hotshot 80s bully. Like, it feels like that's like, hey, hotshot, what you got? Give me your fucking money. It's totally what it feels like. What is that?
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Just even try doing it in the coffee shop or something. We're
Everyone do it somewhere today.
Yeah, just change
your
posture.
We'll post if you can't.
It's kind of amazing.
Like.
Just doing
it
right here.
It does put my shoulders feel open.
It feels amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait,
we're going to take a picture.
Take a picture of us doing
this. Getting our lean on.
Wow, it feels great.
It does feel good.
Now I kind of see why she did it.
This looks like a weird, like...
People should do this more often.
I know.
Yeah. It's good. Just like to change your shape, change your space a little bit.
I mean,
I bet you it's like some self-help thing. Of just like, this is a power pose. You find yourself in this pose.
Yeah, that, right? Yeah. From yoga.
Oh, yeah,
yoga.
Power posturing. But this was not a mom. This was like a middle-aged mom. Also, like, had pictures
like
of her grandkids on her phone. Just like a mom. That was the other weird thing. It was just like a middle-aged mom.
Are you kidding me? Totally a mom move.
She knows how to take her space.
Maybe because
she's given so much of herself, Tess.
I'm happy for her. I'm glad she had 5 good hours away
from
bullshit.
Newly divorced woman who's just like, taking
yeah, but
it
then
back.
You have to be subjected to it. I'm always that person as well who's like, why is it so hard to say something to just be like, stop doing that?
Well,
your elbow's in my seat.
Mm-hmm.
Your elbow is in my seat.
Because I feel like when you do say something, then that also creates an awkward plane ride. Because now
you
have
then
an
you have
enemy.
To ride out that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll never forget one time I was on a plane, and I forget if I talked about this on here, but there was a woman next to me who, like, we were plane friends the whole time. Like, it was like, she was like, I'll have a drink. And I was like, you know what? Me too. Like subtle plane friends, you know? And then we went up to go pee, and it was like her in front of me and then me behind her. And I guess the person in the bathroom was just taking a long time.
Mm-hmm.
No one's fault. It's the human body. What are you going to do? She started having a fucking conniption fit. She was like, how long is that person going to be in there? Like, the flight attendant knows how long this person's going to be shitting for, you know? And she started acting like it was everyone's fault that this guy was taking forever shitting. And then, like, it got – she just kept being like, well, I mean, what's going on in there? What are they doing? And then she turns to me like, right? And I'm like, nah, dude, we are not allies anymore. And I had to, like, distance myself from her. And then out walked a little 12-year-old kid.
Aww.
I know.
Poor kid.
Yeah. Well, I don't feel bad for that kid. He's probably just doing dumb stuff in there.
He doesn't know how to go to the bathroom.
But, you know,
he's trying to learn.
Like rubbing boogers on the fucking mirror or something. Kids do dumb shit like that. They're not actually in there shitting.
Okay, I should have said. I should have sit by her.
I mean, no. But like, you know,
he was looking at porn.
I don't feel like he was doing something iPhone, like. I don't feel that bad.
He's probably just like flushing a bunch of shit down the toilet.
Exactly.
He's never seen an airport toilet before.
Well, none of us thought that. We all thought that this kid was just taking a huge shit, and how he didn't even know. This kid didn't even know that the entire cabin had been having subject to a tantrum about how long this shit was.
That's amazing.
And out he walked, just none the wiser. Maybe it's better he didn't know.
Probably better. I feel like that would scar me if I was 12 on a plane and a whole plane, a torpedo full
this
of people
what shame
was like,
is for.
Took too long.
That's a useful tool.
That's how you get that's how you build a, you know, build a serial killer. Just
that's
taunt
true.
Him for shitting on a plane once.
Yeah, that's definitely the beginning. That's definitely a flashback scene in a serial killer.
Yeah. Yeah. I could totally see that.
All right, let's ask. You want to ask this
one more?
Second one?
Okay.
I really got two out.
Okay, what's your favorite holiday tradition?
Oh, boy.
we're approaching swiftly.
I like being in Los Angeles during the holidays when no one's here.
Yeah.
And then you get to drive around.
I know. I like that that's all of our... We always complain about spending so much time in the car, and then we're like, you know what's great? Whenever it leaves, we get to drive.
Just drive on the open three freeway.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That is really nice.
Yeah, you go to the Arc Light. There's no one there.
Yeah, I'm not going to go to the Arc Light. Sounds fun, though.
Yeah. You guys don't have one in the Valley?
We do. It'd be the Galleria, I guess. The Sherman Oaks Galleria.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know
tradition.
What else. Yeah, I don't
holiday know. Tradition. Hmm.
Are you guys going out? You're going to be gone. You're going to be here.
I'll be here.
I don't know yet.
Yeah.
My life is crazy right now.
Yeah.
I saw, I went to, I got a movie pass. You guys got movie pass?
I'm going to get it soon.
You got to get this.
$9.95 like
a month. Yeah, $9.95 a month. And you get to see as many movies as you want, one a day with a movie pass. It's awesome.
You I saw pulled it out.
You got to sit right there. But I like last night, I couldn't sleep. And I was like, oh, well, see what's happening. And then I just went to go see Murder on the Orient Express.
Nice.
So it was like.
At midnight?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I was by myself because I could.
How was it?
That's great.
It's completely forgettable.
Put you right to
There's
sleep.
There's so
huh?
many movies these days that I walk out and I'm like, I will not remember I saw that.
Yeah.
What if you're like, and then I slept the entire night. In the movie theater.
It would have felt so
it was
good.
So restful.
Well,
with my hands like this.
And no shoes on.
It was one
my
of those like
off.
Reclining seat chairs. Mm. So I was like, yeah, this is more comfortable than watching something on Netflix at home. I'll just go do this instead.
Yeah, why not? That movie pass is going to, that's what it's going to be now. People
yeah.
are just like.
Because there's no stakes to seeing bullshit movies.
Yeah, right.
I was like, I could see Daddy's Home or Murder on the Orient Express. I care about neither of these.
This reminds me of, I had a plan because when I wanted to live in an RV, mm-hmm. I was going to get a membership at Burke Williams and just shower there.
Yeah.
You could do movie pass Burke Williams.
That would be good.
And not have to have a home.
Yeah. Just stay and sleep in the movies during the day.
Yeah. Back and forth between the movies and the spa.
Yeah.
That sounds like a great life.
Yeah. 100%.
Just live
with your cat.
Yeah.
You have your cat.
Yeah. Sean can stay here with the dogs. I just have my cat
there
and my
go.
Nurse.
You're just a membership transient.
Exactly.
Jumping from gym to bookstore to
yeah.
gym. I like it. Anyway, we've just fixed the homeless problem, guys.
Yeah,
we
just
did it.
Membership
yeah.
to a spa.
We'll be back in a minute.
Bye.
All right, we're back from Lady to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
And Barbara's not here.
She had to go to her clown cap. Her clown class.
Yeah, that's what's going on.
We're still here with Marilyn. No, Marilyn, you want to help us?
Hey, I'm here.
You want to help us give someone advice?
Okay.
Okay.
We'll do a little segment called Lady
Problems.
Are we
qualified?
Not at all.
Okay.
No, but people still ask.
Perfect.
Lady. Lady Problems. Lady Problems. Lady Problems. Do you have them? Lady Problems. Do you have them? People have them.
If you have lady problems, send them to ladytolady@maximumfun.org.
Here we go. I've been listening for years. Love you guys. Love the podcast. Hashtag lady love. Thank you. I've been having some trouble with a little unwanted attention, and it's made me think about male and female interactions and boundaries, especially when feelings are unreciprocated especially when there are unreciprocated feelings involved. Background. I was a tutor for a physics class through my university, and he was in that physics class. He also works at the grocery store I go to, so after the class was over, I would see him there. We exchanged phone numbers, and so he asked me to hang out a couple of times, and I sort of blew him off, partly because I didn't want to hang out with him, but I'm also just busy. After not being able to hang out a couple of times, it was always him asking to hang out and me not being able to. I was like, okay, I need to clear the air with him and make sure he knows that I'm not interested in being anything more than friends. So I started writing a message to say that I wasn't interested in him in that way. In the midst of me typing this, he sends me a message saying, if you aren't interested in me, just tell me. So I sent my message and reiterated that unfortunately I wasn't interested in him, but I was also just really busy. I felt like the air was cleared, and potentially that was the last I would ever hear from him, other than awkward encounters at the grocery store. But now, about a month later, he's popped up again, asking to hang out quite persistently. It might be nothing, but he even asked for my address, which I just didn't give him because I thought that because that just made the whole thing start to feel weird. Now I'm facing the fact that I honestly don't want to hang out with him. Should I feel bad for not liking him or not wanting to be friends with him? Should we give everyone a chance? Is my not wanting to hang out with him because it's a little uncomfortable? As it seems like he's still into me and I don't still like him? Is that a valid reason to not hang out with someone? Is part of it that women are so gun shy with men that the idea of being around a man with feelings for you that you don't reciprocate is just scary? I'm a pretty strong personality in most cases. I have no issue saying how I feel or making my opinion known. So why is this an issue? I hate to make it a woman thing, but this is a woman thing. Or are these things, situations, unrequited feelings always uncomfortable and weird? I'd like to think that I'm a proponent of being nice and considerate to everyone and just generally not being a dick. But I feel like a lot of time people tiptoe around this stuff and try not to hurt others' feelings, and we just shouldn't do that. We should tell people in an honest, friendly way if we aren't interested in being friends. So let's say we have to be on a strategy. Should I have never given him my number? If not, how do you go about that? What do you say? Or am I being too judgmental? And should I try to be friends with everyone? Sincerely, thanks, but no thanks. No.
I mean, that's the correct.
Just across the board, yeah, no.
No, that's definitely the correct answer.
I mean, it's funny because you start to answer your questions with the statement that answered the question before it.
Yeah.
Like, you know the answers to all of this stuff. You just, I think, you know.
It's interesting that she says she's a strong personality.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because that, her describing that scenario does not sound very strong, especially like the address. Like, yeah, no. Why is he asking for your address? But it also sounded like someone she's maybe going to run into somewhere, she said.
Seems like it's an acquaintance thing. Like they are...
He's like a Trader Joe's guy or
something.
Yeah.
But then I started to trip out on, you know, is this what creates... Which I think was some of this was in her question. You know, you don't want to be the person that's creating this isolation in someone else. But it also isn't your job to school somebody on how to act cool. Because that sounds really... not cool. And yes, it is awkward, but dude should not be doing really any of that, she described.
No,
it's a lot of boundary issues.
The second you told him that you weren't interested in anything more than friendship, he should have asked you to stop hanging out. Right? Yeah. I mean...
Yeah. Well, he disappeared for a month and now it's kind of... He's back. He's like texting again. I mean, is this like an ignore or is this like a shut him down again situation? I guess if she's going to see him again.
I almost wish there was a perfect world where she could actively shut him down and that would be their relationship. So that this guy, like that she could run into him and be like, wow, that was really, just so you know, you should not. Like, mm-hmm. He sounds like someone who's like needs a little hand. Like, maybe is there something wrong with you?
Right.
Why are you, who does that?
Mm-hmm. Right. And why does she feel guilty about standing up for her own boundaries? I mean, she didn't do anything wrong.
Why are we supposed to be nice to everybody?
No.
First of all, no.
No. There's no time for yourself.
Absolutely.
Well, there's a difference between being nice and, like, giving your time away to other people. Like,
I think the nicest thing would be to be like, dude,
yeah.
if there was a mm-hmm. But I almost don't want her to have to see him face to face or talk to him ever again. But mm-hmm. if she did, it would be like, hey, buddy, face to face, you really... you can't do that.
Yeah.
But it sounds like she's got like a pleasant thing with him and she's afraid. Yeah. In a weird, it's distantly related to being able to go, hey, put your arm down, or
it is.
Can you not call me? Like, it's cool. I'm not mad at you. I don't.
Well, when it's,
I mean,
like,
there are simple ways to deal with that too, of just like, I'm busy or I'm this or I'm that.
But it's ultimately, it's confrontation, really. I mean, she does. She obviously has some kind of issues with confrontation. Because she didn't ask for any of this. Like, he just dumped all this shit on her. There's no reason that she should feel any responsibility, any obligation, any guilt.
Yeah.
She's just living her life, and this guy, like, won't leave her the fuck alone. I mean...
Oh, my God. Totally.
I mean, not only should you... Do you not have to be nice to everyone? You should not be nice to everyone. I mean...
No. Mm-mm.
Especially as a woman. There are so many fucking creepy guys out there.
Yeah.
You've got to go through life with your filter up. I'm sorry. That's just the reality.
Yeah. No, I mean, absolutely.
And you know, these type of personalities, I think they prey on people who they know are not confrontational and who they know are, like, nice people and are just going to let them get away with this.
I don't know.
Shit.
I think people get to a certain age and they get desperate because they feel like they should have somebody. They should have that person that they're that they can talk to.
Tick that
and
box
that they
off.
But they deserve, not just as a primary relationship, but that they deserve some human contact. And it's like, well, you spent the last 10 years, no one told you need to learn how to foster relationships. And now they're like in a panic. Oh, whatever. I'm just completely extrapolating. But where it's like, no. You didn't. Now it's in the like red zone of like, something's wrong with you. Mm-hmm. Like you need counseling or something because you didn't learn how to reach out to somebody. You didn't learn how to have a casual conversation. You didn't learn what's appropriate. I mean, that's what's sad. Like maybe no one told them how to do that, which is... Mm-hmm. common, right?
And then he's a science guy, so maybe he's like a...
Oh, let's call him. Get his number and his address. And you say, I'm going to come over and teach you how to act.
These are not the laws of attraction, buddy. You're right. I mean, like, I think... maybe she senses that. If it is kind of an issue where he's got some kind of stunted development or something, I could see why she would feel sort of bad about calling him out. Not that she should feel bad, but I could see that she would.
Yeah.
But it's still not your job. It's not.
No.
Your time is like, if this was your bank account, would you be like, do I have to give $50 to everyone who needs it? No.
Aww. Yeah. That's a good way to think about it.
You know, there are some people that you should give $50. I mean, and you'll choose who those people are, and they're not going to be a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you really have to protect your time and your energy and your boundaries very, very fiercely because a lot of people are going to be trying to take that from you all through your life.
Yeah.
You can't go through life just giving away your time and your energy and your sympathy to everyone who dumps their bullshit on you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But I know that thing with like, especially when I was younger, struggling with how to turn down someone who asks for your phone number.
Oh, yeah.
That's tough.
Yeah.
I mean, I've done a lot of... The fake number is such a pussy move, but I've done it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. It's hard, especially if it's someone that... I mean, I don't... I guess you can't fake number someone that you're going to see again.
I think I made up a boyfriend always more than a fake number. I'd be like, sorry, not interested. It's always weird. Like, well, when is that going to be over? It's always like their next question with that one, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like, so, but like... Come on, call me after. And I'm like, nope.
Right.
Not going to happen.
Why can't we just say, I don't want to go out with you and I don't want to give you my phone number?
Yeah.
It's really not that complicated, nor is that a very aggressive statement.
Right.
Right. No, it's just clear.
You know? I don't know. I guess as you get older, like, it's a little bit easier, but...
It is hard to do. But also, are people even asking each other out anymore?
Yeah, seriously.
What's happening?
Literally don't know. It's like, watching a nature show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I guess there's no point debating whether you should have given him your number because you did. But I mean, if this happens in the future, I mean, yeah, I think that the right thing to do is say, yeah, you don't want to give me your number. But I understand, like, in practice, that's a really...
Yeah. I guess to clearly answer the question, where did she leave off? She has to find a really nice, or not nice, but, like, clear, pleasant way of saying, please don't call me.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to be friends with them at all anymore. Yeah.
You know, I think you just say, you know, you've actually made me very uncomfortable. I'd appreciate it if you stop contacting me.
Unless part of her whole deliberation is that part of her wants to.
Yeah, I don't get that vibe, though, do you?
No, but...
No, I didn't really get that from the question. I mean, to me, it's more... She just, like, wants to be non-confrontational with this guy. And it's... It always sucks that it comes back to you to be the one that says
totally.
No. That's the worst.
That is the annoying thing, because it's like... Either way she slices it, she's the one who has to take the kind of hit here. And that's the fucking fuck everyone. Because, you are the one who has to now take the decision to be in this uncomfortable situation, and he has dumped that on you. But try to remember that when you feel guilty about telling him to leave you alone. He's dumped this on you.
Right.
You didn't ask for any of this shit. Yeah. I mean, I think be as direct. You can be polite and direct at the same time. I say be as polite and direct as you can. Like, literally.
I mean, is there a part of her that thought that the answer was going to be, wow, he's really into you. You should not miss this opportunity.
Maybe. And, like, I guess if, you know, if you're someone who does struggle with being social and going out with people, I could see how you might constantly be trying to talk yourself into giving people a shot. So maybe if that's your personality and that's an issue you've been dealing with, I understand that hesitation. But when someone's worth your time and energy, you know, if a guy's someone you want to hang out with, you don't ever have to talk yourself into it.
Right.
Yeah.
When have you liked a guy and had to talk yourself? No, more like you're like telling your best friend, like, take my phone away from me so I don't check his Instagram one more time. You know, like, you don't ever, if you like someone, there's no deliberation. You'll know that you want to give him your phone number, and you'll know that you want to give him your address. Who asks for someone's address?
It's creepy.
Yeah.
Creepy.
It's not cool.
Like, no.
The only time anybody's ever asked me for my address was like I had a guy at a airport one time that had a VHS tape of Wizards fighting that he wanted to send me.
Aww.
And he like, he asked my address. Like, I was like, I'll give you my email address. But then he like wanted my physical address because it was like a VHS tape. I was like, no. And I never saw those Wizards because men are creepy. We always lose out.
I thought you were going to be like, I got a P.O. box that I could receive.
If he's finding, hey, P.O. box 412-794, Eagle Rock, California, you guys.
We actually did get a P.O.
box. We do have a P.O. box.
Good.
We do have one now. If I saw him now, I would totally. That's what a P.O. box is for, right? For like women to have guys send creepy shit to.
Absolutely. I don't know. Yeah, so I don't know. Isn't that I think she just has to tell him.
Cut it off.
Yeah.
And then block his number.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I think it's sort of easier to do this sort of stuff in writing. So maybe it's easier as a text.
Yeah.
Than trying to call him.
Why not?
I don't think it warrants anything. I think
Don't know it.
Yeah.
You don't know him.
Yeah. I think engaging anything past that too would be more of like a sign of hope to him than anything else. Because he probably wants the connection.
Yeah.
But if you're just to text back like, no, man, like anything beyond that would just accelerate it, I think, in his mind, no matter what you were saying.
Yeah. Don't leave any doors open. Make it very clear in the statement, like, I have no interest in pursuing anything with you. Use the words uncomfortable, no interest, and leave me alone.
Yeah.
Bottom line. I mean, so it's going to be
back to your original no.
No.
Yeah.
just simply
no.
No.
No. Period. Said. Yeah.
Well, can we just talk?
No.
No. No.
But anyways,
No.
That works.
It does.
As well.
It kind of does.
Yeah.
Yeah, so feel free to use that too. I mean, if it's awkward at the grocery store, it's awkward at the grocery. I mean, whatever.
That's fine.
Yeah. No, a lot of people have uncomfortable interactions at the grocery store.
Wait, were you around in Vegas when we went to Magic Mike and I clapped at those guys to leave our group of people alone? You were talking to the girls in mushrooms at that point.
Oh, yes.
There are these like three dudes that were trying to like talk to our group. We just like a couple months ago, we took a bunch of our fans to go see Magic Mike Live in Las Vegas. And it's a gaggle of like four dudes are like mid-20s. They all came over to try to like kept trying to talk to everybody, but everyone was annoyed, but nobody wanted to like say anything. And I just went, Hey, nobody here wants to talk to you. Nobody here wants to talk to you. And I just clapped in their faces and they all just turned around and left. It was
amazing.
Yeah. I was like, oh, that's my move now. Just clap in their faces.
Good.
That's brilliant.
That's how you scare a bear.
Yeah, or like a coyote. Nobody wants to talk. Get.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Just get aggressive in their faces. They were all like, ah, and I was like, nobody here wants you leave. It was very fun.
I one time was in New York with my sister, and this guy came up to us and was like hitting on us, and I was drunk, so I was already kind of like on fire. And he was like, can I buy you guys a drink? And I turned to him and I was like, yes, you can. You can buy us a drink, and then you can go set it down right in front of us, and then you can walk away and leave us alone for the rest of the night. And he did it.
Oh, my God. Yes.
I know. So feel free to use that, too.
That's the verbal hands behind the head. Is what that is.
That's amazing.
All right, you guys. Well, we'll wrap things up. Oh, yeah. Barbara and I have our Britney Spears Instagram, you guys. If you're not already listening to that, please tune in. We are analyzing
it's very fun.
Different Instagram posts from Britney Spears every week. Nice. Yeah. Good times. Serious analysis going on over there. So please check that out. Marilyn, where can people find you on the internet?
Oh, it's my whole name. MarylynRajskub. Go on Instagram.
Hell yeah. Is that your favorite, Graham?
Yeah. It's the one I have least followers on, but it's become my go-to.
It's my favorite.
Probably like everyone. It's just the easiest. I stopped doing Facebook, and I had a lot of good followers on there, and I just abandoned it. I don't even know how to do Facebook.
It's awful.
It's terrible, like, right? I do Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm leaning more towards Instagram. I didn't think it would happen, and it happened.
It's gotten less fighty. I mean, Twitter's so fighty.
Yeah.
Instagram is just, it's kind of a happy place.
Yeah, Twitter turned a corner, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where it's like you can't even really browse without.
No.
Yeah.
Even comedy Twitter. It's all just.
Yeah.
Especially now we have all these characters and everyone's pissed off.
Yes.
Yeah.
Democracy's crumbling.
Instagram. I used to be stressed by Instagram because I was like, the editorial. Someone came up to me and said, I love your Instagram because it's so... she had some phrase that was like, it's so not curated.
Ew.
You just put like... Because you put anything up there. I was like, I don't... I thought that's what you were supposed to do. I was putting something I thought was cool, but clearly I don't know brand or look or... Oh, like one time someone was like, oh, upped your selfie game. I was like, okay, I took one good selfie out of...
So
100.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh my God.
That's like, you look so much better than what?
Yeah, yeah.
Shit.
What am I doing differently? What happened?
Pictures of your kid on Instagram?
Occasionally. I try to hold back, but yeah, he's on there.
Cool.
My pets are on there. Oh,
that's what we're here for.
Yeah. I just want to see the pets.
The things that annoy other people, that's what I love. I love pets, brunches, babies.
Yeah. I have somebody who was like, oh, another one of your cat. And then I have another dude that's like, please, only the cat. Like, I'm invested in this cat. I'm like, you're my kind of person.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You ever thought about starting an Instagram for the cats?
That's what people were saying.
Oh,
but I can't. That's a lot of work.
It is.
I should.
Yeah. I just discovered today that somebody that I know had an Instagram for their pet that I didn't know about. It's a little Easter egg.
Mooney?
No.
Oh, I follow Mooney.
Yeah.
Mooney's but then how does that work in your feed? I mean, I guess it's just self-explanatory. You have two accounts where there was once one mm-hmm. come up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you always see this dude's pet now and you're fine with it? You just scroll.
I love most of my Instagram is dogs and drag queens.
Me too.
That's amazing.
Me too.
It's a really good way to live.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's what I like about Instagram too, is like you curate your feed, so it's just things that make you happy.
Yes. Do you see like people's shows and stuff or no?
I don't really, I don't even pay attention to show posters. I'm mostly just scrolling trying to find raccoons.
Mm-hmm. And then you'll stop on the raccoon.
Yeah.
Or dogs.
Dogs, raccoons. I follow an otter that's pretty great.
Ponchan.
Yeah. Ponchan's great. I got a what's it called? I have a possum and every photo is either adorable or hideous. And
ooh,
I can't figure out how I feel about possums.
But if you follow people who are your friends or who you like, don't you ever not want to see their stuff?
Yeah, but I mostly just like don't. You know what it is? I think I check in on my favorite Instagrams more than I scroll. Like I search them a lot.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yes.
I think that was the piece I was looking for. I felt silly for even bringing it up.
But, no.
But yeah.
Yeah, that's what I think about.
That makes sense. Else. You search what you're in the mood to put your eyeballs on.
Exactly. I know where to find Sesame the Possum. I'll find him.
I might need to follow Sesame.
Just a couple of photos.
Add
that I'm
to
like,
the menagerie.
Oh, one more thing. What about like food? Does that annoy you or you're fine with it?
I'm fine with it.
I'm totally fine with it.
I'm more than fine with it. I'm pro.
Really?
Pro food.
I like to see a good
meal.
I
love pictures of food.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. There's more food in the world than I will ever be able to eat. Show me your good food.
Exactly.
I want to live vicariously through your pictures.
And like, I don't even eat meat, but like we follow our friend Carl Hess. He actually has a podcast about him and a chef, and he's a big foodie. And like his food porn on his Instagram, it'll be like something super meaty. And I'm just like, that looks fucking beautiful.
Mm. Yeah.
I just love pictures of food.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, it's just
you don't have to eat it. You can look at it.
Exactly.
Work of art.
Yeah. Exactly. And I don't know, just my, I'm like, oh, my friends are at brunch. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have no problem with it.
Yeah.
What's everyone's problem? What the fuck? I mean, I'm fine with your selfies. There's really nothing that I don't want to see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll take it all. Like your vacation pictures.
Yeah.
Just frame it. Kind of nice.
Right. Okay right.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all I want. Marilyn, find her on Instagram. Find us on Instagram. Follow us on all the shit, you guys. If you don't already, those numbers matter to people.
Come on, you guys.
Yeah. Follow us.
My gram is mostly dogs.
Yeah.
Just to warn you.
Yeah. Yeah, mine's a mix of a bunch of shit. Yeah. But yeah, get in there.
Love all right, you. Kids. Well, we will see you.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here.
Bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcast, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And duh, follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.